Marama Davidson indeed joining us. Thank you for your time, Marama. Tēnā koe.
Ata mari, tēnā koe, te amorina, everybody.
Had a kōrero with Tania earlier in the program and the groundswell of support challenging through the Waitangi Tribunal with an urgent inquiry these changes to those 19 pieces of legislation, and again, questioning the legality of using the coalition agreement to supersede all else. How important do you think a challenge of that type through the Waitangi Tribunal is, Marama?
Hugely significant. Another mihi to the incredible Tania Waikato, who once again is mobilising our people, mobilising tangata tiriti to get the support behind the articles of the treaty. I guess what we've seen, Dale, through this entire term is this government knowing how much te tiriti protects our people, our communities, our living systems against exploitation, against corporate and offshore exploitation. And so the way that they are trying to water down the meaning and the significance of te tiriti through clauses and through law is just another part of their racism, of their attacks on, I guess, the unity that te tiriti is. Te tiriti is unity. So this again is once again our people need to understand and be paying attention of what this government is trying to do and recognise our collective power to get rid of them.
It's just every day, isn't it? Sort of this barrage of legislation, anti-environment, anti-Māori. It seems to have no end. Can we talk about the potential for mining on conservation land and the commodifying of aspects of how it operates? What we're nervous of is the thin end of the wedge once mining companies or other commercial interests get a foothold on our conservation estate. Well, who knows where that might end? What concerns you most about where we're at in this regard?
Well, right now, mining activities get a special pass on conservation land. It's treated, mining is treated differently to every other commercial activity on conservation land. It means that companies, big global corporates, can tear into special places that we want to properly protect for our mokopuna, all of our mokopuna. It means that they can tear into and rip up the special places. I think, I'm really congratulating Lan Farm, my Green Party MP colleague, whose members' bill has been pulled out of the ballot last week. And it prohibits mining on conservation land. And that is because these special places, these whenua tapu, they belong to all of us. They're not there to be exploited and to have profit gained just for corporate companies while the mess is left for the rest of us. You know, those lands are set aside to protect the really unique native plants and wildlife that only Aotearoa can claim as native. To protect the places that we all love. They're not there to be dug up for private profit. So I'm really pleased, and we will be mobilising a campaign around support for Land Farms Bill, which prohibits mining on conservation land and keeps our living systems and our special species protected for everyone to enjoy.
Tēnā koe. Can we have a kōrero, please, about social housing changes and what that effect might be on vulnerable communities, Marama, and why you've raised concerns about potential evictions, and then we'll have a little chat about how some have won the lotto. But first, the social housing changes, what impact on our vulnerable communities?
Well, the same day that Lan's bill got drawn from the biscuit tin was the exact same day that my member's bill, which will require the government to make sure young people leaving state care, for example, have a safe, stable home to move into. And that was the same day that this government begins the process of criminalising homelessness. But I really want people to once again be aware of who this government is working for and who this government is punishing. So the same day we had the ballot drawn, it was last Thursday, the government was choosing to push ahead with punishing young people for being homeless. where instead the organisations and the young people who are targeted by these move on orders are being really clear what the solution is. House them, invest in the social supports and the social workers that can make such a big difference for these young people. So we are choosing to make sure that no young person leaving state care ends up on the street in the first place, which is what this government should be doing instead. You'd think that that was law already. I've had people say, what? How is that not already the requirement? How is that not already a responsibility of Oranga Tamariki to arrange suitable accommodation for a young person before they leave care? But this is what is happening. And when young people end up on our streets, end up in precarious housing situations and unstable housing situations, that sets them up for, unfortunately, a high chance of a lifetime spent in precarious housing situations and the sorts of life that we do not want to see for our young people. So I'm really proud that my bill was drawn to show we can actually choose to have solutions instead of just punitively criminalise people, which makes this government think that they look tough on crime, but instead they're just lacking for any solutions whatsoever and not taking proper responsibility.
Show me one person in social housing that's won the lotto. I don't.
Dale.
You know, I mean, what does this use of words say? It can be quite revealing about personality types, can't it?
When people show you who they are, believe them. That's what it says, is this is what they think of people who are struggling. This is what they think of people who are really finding it difficult to make ends meet. And this also shows you how disconnected they are, Dale. They have no idea. Because on the one hand, you have got this government and his ministers saying such incredible things. I can't even imagine where that, I can't even fathom how something like that can be said of the realities of people struggling for housing, that they've won the lotto. And at the same time, so this is what they're pushing. They're trying to move people out of public housing. They are limiting the amount of support that people can claim. For example, increasing rents by 20% on top of high food costs, massive power bills, medical bills. Like, it's just cruel. And then at the same time, you've got one of their ministers, well, probably not just one, but you've got Louise Upston claiming $52,000 extra a year on top of a massive, massive, massive salary for her mortgage in Wellington, the accommodation supplements that MPs get for living away from their ordinary homes. And she claims that accommodation supplement to pay off another mortgage. She doesn't own just one home. She owns way more than one. And so the absolute state of it, the absolute hypocrisy of every single MP in this coalition government, and to be making laws against and making it harder for people who are struggling to pay the rent. At the same time, they are, you know, sitting pretty on massive amounts of money going onto their mortgages. It's ludicrous, it's evil, and we need to get rid of them.
Tēnā koe. I look forward to your commentary too later in the week when the budget is formally announced, Marama. Quite obviously, the Greens have a strong place to make comment, as Māori broadcast platform too. We're very curious to see what sort of pūtea might be directed into Māori interests. But to be honest, sis, we're not really holding our breaths. Hopefully you'll be contactable Thursday, Ava, and we'll get some feedback from you, you know, once the Budget 26 is delivered. But have a great week. Apart from that, look forward to catching up with you later in the week. Thank you for your thoughts this morning. Te tohine tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. Yes, please give me a call. I will be up and ready to provide commentary to the budget. We'll be looking closely, once again, Who is this government benefiting? Who are they working for? And who are they leaving behind? So we'll be getting the magnifying glass out and having a really good look at what is in the budget and what isn't, though. Please give me a call. I'd appreciate that.
We will too as well. Marama Davidson, Monday mornings with us at around...